What do you get when you get four guys in a hot room? You get one special episode of The Weekend Bang. The Marvel draft has to be postponed because Corey is not with us, but rest assured it is on its way. Today we'll go over the regular news and all the other goodies that come along with The Weekend Bang. Head over to NerdReactor.com and pick up one of the Video Game Bang t-shirts for about $20. While you're on the internet, go to Facebook and give us a like on Video Game Bang Bang. And follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang. So kick off your shoes and relax your feet and get ready for this weekend's Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real. People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
And welcome to the hottest episode of The Weekend Bang. I am your host, Sir Aaron Carter. It's hot in here, but we have four bodies, that's why. So body temperatures are roughly, what, 98 degrees?
Hot.
Cold, what?
98.6 or 6.8, one of those two. I always forget which one.
It's
just hot as bottles in here, people.
So forgive us if any of the crew member here faint. The Weekend Bang is brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Don't forget to go and follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Video Game Bang. And Facebook is Video Game Bang Bang. Tell your friends, check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and the Zune Marketplace. Now, I know, before I go, let me go ahead and introduce everybody who's here with me. Today to my left, that's, I guess, the human torch temperature, is Steven Gutierrez.
What's going on? I'm sweaty.
And to his left, sweating even more than anybody else, is somebody as hot as Magmar from Pokemon, Jerry Panericon. Bad credit.
No, this is Patrick.
Wow. And to his left, I need one more hot thing. What's a good one? I don't...
Fergando? That's... A hot CPU?
Hot tamale.
He's as hot as Jerry Seat is once he gets off of the bus.
That's gross.
Gross.
David Andrew Ng, everybody.
Hello, people.
That's right, and I used his full government name just to keep in tradition with the show.
It's a slave name.
That's a slave name. I have to apologize right off the bat, everybody. I did promise that there was going to be a superhero draft on the Weekend Bang edition, but we have to postpone it because one of the hosts, Corey Vincent, is not with us.
He's died.
So I'm postponing it till next week, and I guarantee you it will have... I don't know, all the bells and whistles that a draft normally has.
I'm excited. I've been thinking about it already.
You've been texting me asking for the rules like every 3 minutes. And
I was going to be behind
cheating.
The wheel. What are you talking about,
no,
cheating?
No.
You get the rules too?
No, everybody's going to get the rules.
Everybody gets the rules.
Everybody's going
to
get the rules.
Like when you go into the NBA draft, you know who you get to pick from.
Yeah, that's true. So it's not
it was just a vast
No. Everybody is going to get the rules. The thing is, I've... trying to work out the rules. That's the problem. And it's not the easiest thing because it's not like you saw all these people in college save lives or something like that. And then they're getting drafted to the pros or something like that. So it's a little different. So today we're just going straight up news and bagel bites. And you're still going to enjoy the show. I mean, it's the same old Weekend Bang that you love. You love hearing me. You love hearing the crew here. Except for bad credit Jerry over there.
Oh, how dare you.
We are filming, or recording, excuse me, from a secret location next to Mount Close.
Well.
And clearly we're in the hot springs next to Mount Close where it's nice and steamy over here. How's everybody's day doing? Let's start with Jerry.
Hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
We are speaking out of two microphones with four people. You can do the math. That means two per microphone.
It means
four
very
balls
difficult.
Per mic.
It's very difficult. Very, very difficult. We would have had more microphones, but somebody's credit wouldn't get it.
Whatever. This never happens to me.
No, it happens.
It happens.
We go to Guitar Center for a small story that's going to turn into a long one.
Don't even
we go to Guitar Center.
Don't even
Center
shout them out.
And we're like, we're going to buy an extra microphone. You know, we're a podcast. We do stuff with microphones.
Yeah.
So I go in there. I find the item that I need, a boom stand. And I'm like, there it is. Grab it. Take it to the teller and say, may I purchase this, good sir?
You did not.
And he says, fine.
Can I see your wares, sir?
Fine, gentlemen. Yes, you may. So I was like, thank you, good sir. And I take out of my pocket my credit card. He swipes it and says, accepted, sir. There you go. Here's your boom stand.
Like, jolly good day to you.
Thank you, sir. I tip my hat. He tips his hat.
I didn't know we lived in the age of Camelot.
And
here.
We part ways. Ogreish Jerry pulls up after with a plethora of items in his hands that he dumps on the counter.
Yeah. I want these.
I want all of this. So the sir says, well, would you like to get a credit card with us? And he's like, yeah, my credit is good.
Yeah.
Of course I want this. Mind you, what he dumped on the counter was over, I don't know what, $400 or $500 worth of items?
Five.
Yeah. You know, and he's a big baller. He has a good job.
Just a little bit.
So they run his credit, and then a giant gong comes out of the background and says, decline.
Don't be racist. Don't be racist.
Says declined. And he stands there embarrassed in front of a whole bunch of white people with piercings.
This never happens to me.
So, I mean, hey, moral of the story is not all black people have bad credit. But most Asians do.
I'm kind of black.
So, let's get on with the gaming news real quick, everybody. Brought to you by NerdReactor.com. If I hadn't said that before, what are you reacting to? Today you'll be reacting to news. Let's start off with some of Ed Boon news. Mortal Kombat X has been listed on Amazon UK. Now, first of all, this is a story about Amazon UK, which we never use, so I don't understand why anybody even cares about this one. That makes no sense. So, I use the American version.
So did they skip from 5 to 10?
Like I thought that? The last one was 8.
Was it 8?
Yeah. That Mortal Kombat that just recently came out?
I don't know. I only played 5 games.
Is so 8. Let's
do we count the DC one as 9 then?
I hope not. Because I didn't really like that one.
The PS Vita one was...
maybe.
Or is it X for Extreme?
Let's see. It says Amazon UK store has posted a listing for Mortal Kombat X for the PS3, 4, Xbox 360 and 1, and the PC. The listings are void of descriptions and imagery, but Warner Bros. Interactive as publisher and estimates a release date of 2015. And as we know, Ed Boon, as of some time, has been leaking little teasers or some little countdown or whatever, trying to get people hyped up for something. I mean, think about it. It's the only game he actually ever really comes out with is Mortal Kombat. So
that's all he's known for.
That.
What else is he known for?
His blood feud with freaking Corey. Yeah.
What?
When does his countdown end? Is it going to be near E3?
You know what? I have no idea when the countdown ends, but it looks like some weird algorithm that you have to figure out what time the countdown is actually even on.
So just Google that, and someone will have the answer for you.
Somebody will definitely have the answer. Are we even excited for a new Mortal Kombat, though?
I'm not big into fighting games, so I'm not.
I want to see just new fatalities and boobs.
Well, that's what all the games have been since 96.
That's all I wanted to see, then.
As a fighting game person, I would probably say that I am not the most excited about Mortal Kombat. Sorry if you heard that loud thud. That was Steven's giant box of porn trying to kill our equipment, apparently. But yeah,
Give out my secrets.
Wow, Ed Boon, I think he needs to start with something else. Who said the last time that they should do like a MOBA for Mortal Kombat?
Somebody said that?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That'll be pretty interesting.
I think it was Corey, actually, matter, because I told him, I was like, you just gave Ed Boon, your arch nemesis, $1 million idea
there. I remember that.
Because if you think about it, you know, Scorpion could be like Blitzcrank and just
That's exactly what Corey said.
Oh, yeah. I don't listen to the show.
Clearly you don't.
Why do we even have you here?
My idea first. This is a show?
His terrible stories, that's what.
I thought we were just here to talk.
Credit, that's why. Credit.
Four guys in a room just talking.
Oh my god, I am literally sweating balls.
So you came to the show because there's going to be four guys in a room?
Sweating balls?
Yes. Sweaty.
Wow.
Men.
Let me see what your mind
is. And you get all upset when I put my arm around you.
Wow. Next story.
I'm a little embarrassed.
This is terrible.
Now I'm a little excited for this one. English version of Phantasy Star Online 2 launches in Asia. With no confirmation of plans for North American release of the Phantasy Star Online 2, it is understandable if fans are frustrated by this week's launch of the English servers in Southeast Asia. As reported by Siliconera, I guess that's how you say this company's name. Back in the day on the GameCube, Aaron Carter played the crap out of Phantasy Star Episode 1 and 2. That's what it was. Four players, co-op, split screen, frame rate, crap, but I loved every single second of it. Anybody else play that game here?
I remember it ruined one of our classmates' lives.
Yep.
Still haven't seen that
game. I literally haven't seen him.
We never heard of him ever again.
He's probably still in some fantasy universe. He's
probably a skeleton with hair.
Wow. An afro. The biggest afro you ever seen. The longest nails you ever seen.
With a GameCube controller and a smile on his face.
The appearance of the English-based servers would help explain October's rumor, as reported by Massively of the Western release of PSO2 being unlikely, despite the game being fully localized. If the localization works only for servers in Southeast Asia and will never amount to something that would be used stateside, then this whole thing sucks.
Do they need a English version?
Server, the English server just means that all the game text is going to be English?
Yes. Yes.
Can I just log on to this server from here?
It might be region locked.
Yeah, it might be region locked. But theoretically, yes. Or you can just move over to Southeast Asia.
Yeah, just to play that one game.
Wow.
Some people do. Dedicated. Some people do. You never know. It's Aaron's a good game. Have you ever played any of the Phantasy Star games?
I have not.
Awesome.
You don't need to.
You don't know what you're missing.
Don't waste your time.
It's a very good game. It's like
don't waste your time.
It's like the first MMO. It's not even an MMO. It's because it's only like four players co-op online or something like that.
You group up. It's like a big lobby.
It was really good.
So even in the online mode, it's only a four player.
Yeah, you can only party up with four people online. Yeah,
but like. Are there, like, central towns, like, in typical things?
Yeah. And you see a whole bunch of different people, and, you could trade and talk with everybody. It's really good. Hundreds of weapons, rare weapons, and, different armor and gears. And then you got these little things called mags, which are like your pets, and you can feed them different things, and they would evolve depending on what you fed them and stuff like that.
And then they do additional damage during combat.
How do you feed a robot?
Good question.
You feed them
microtransactions.
Microtrips.
I can't even say that word.
Bad credit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dare you. So it's an interesting game. I really hope that this one does come out over here in America because I would absolutely love to see that over here. What do we got? A little console news. Gold is out. With new games in June, of course, everybody. Microsoft Games with Gold program will give away 5 games to Xbox Live Gold members in June, including the first free offering of the Xbox One. Wow. Xbox One,
finally.
People. Yeah.
Now, the thing I heard about this was, though, that the Xbox One, the free games are only active as long as you have Xbox or
Xbox Live, right? Yeah, so
they're doing the PlayStation thing.
Because
with the 360, you could download the game, and then when your Live ran out, you still had the game forever.
Yeah, and I believe it's still the same way like that on the 360, even with these new games, even with that rule for Xbox One. I think Xbox One is just more, we're going to take that away from you.
They're being greedy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they need something to help boost their numbers, so they're going to rotate games so that you need to... You keep buying.
I don't really see anything wrong.
Is it
going
to be AAA titles or indie or what?
Let's read on. Xbox One subscribers will receive free copies of Press Play's 2.5D platformer Max: The Curse of Blood of Brotherhood, and 343 Studio our Industries and Vanguard Entertainment's twin stick shooter Halo: Spartan Assault in June. So, Max: The Curse Brotherhood, and then the Halo: Spartan Assault. Those are two games that I have no interest in, and it's kind of BS that they're actually giving those away.
If I had Halo Spartan Assault, though, I would probably play it.
But
for like an hour.
That's the one we played on the tablet, right?
Yeah.
On Corey's tablet.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's Halo, so nobody cares.
I mean, they don't have very many titles on the Xbox One yet, so what are they going to give you?
I don't know. Give me something new.
I don't know.
Xbox 360 owners, meanwhile, will get Charlie Murder... and Dark Souls and Capcom Street Fighter Arcade Edition. That's not bad.
I'm going to try Dark Souls because one of our friends is always hyping it up.
That's terrible. Yes, Joel, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think... Like, I don't care about Street Fighter.
Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition?
Not big into fighting games.
You're crazy.
Yeah, I'm downloading... Wait, I already got that.
I'll download it. I mean, I've never owned a Street Fighter game. Never wanted to buy one. But I'll download it for free.
Yeah. I mean, free is the best price in the world. I have no idea why you wouldn't get it. Oh, my God. Let's continue on before I melt.
You're getting blacker already.
Like, I swear to you people, if there was Feel-A-Vision or something like that.
Wow.
Or it was like, press this button to feel what the heat's like in the studio today.
I'm thinking about taking this water bottle and just pouring it all over myself right now.
I mean,
no flash dance moment.
I swear, through my eyes, I can feel the sweat burning my eyeballs, definitely. It feels like there's water rushing down my face. I'm sweating like a slave in here, people.
This is not a podcast. This is our death.
The torture room.
On tape.
Welcome to the Endurance Hour, where we're trying to figure out who will drop first.
I'm out.
Technology, will it overheat? Or will we overheat and die there?
You don't have a laptop burning your balls right now. I'll tell you that right now.
All
right.
Welcome to hour four of the heat wave. All right. Take two, Red Dead Redemption. Our Red Dead series is permanent. Which is just a no-brainer. Of course, they would keep that one.
Yep.
Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick noted that Red Dead, amongst the company's permanent franchises, at the Cohen and Company Technology Media and Telecom Conference this week. Can conferences get longer names, or can we... Good Lord.
They do this so they can abbreviate them later and have cool acronyms. Gosh.
Yeah.
He says, it's obvious that GTA is a permanent franchise. Well, duh. As long as we keep delivering the incredible quality, it seems quite obvious that Red Dead is a permanent franchise. Again, with the same caveat. Is that how you say that?
Caveat.
Caveat. Looks right.
He said that Rockstar Games developed series has two entries. 2004's Red Dead Revolver and 2010's Red Dead Redemption. The CEO phrases strongly indicates that another Red Dead game is on the way.
Ooh.
Now, that's good. It kind of sucks that it's going to probably be on the next gen, if anything. Or the current gen, whatever you want to call it.
Do you think they'll finally... When do you think they'll stop doing things that are crossovers? So they come out on both the 360 and the Xbox One, or the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 3?
Next year. Another year.
A year.
Another year?
Yeah, maybe another year and a half, actually.
So the 15 to 16 is when we'll see the cutoff and they'll stop producing those games?
Yeah, because, it's not a big install base of the two next systems. They need a bigger... More people need to own those systems before they can stop making games for those last systems. Or at least AAA titles for those last systems.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a circle, though, because you need to create those like standalone titles, like exclusives, that make people want to get the new systems...
Yeah, so, I mean, but it's okay. So, if you don't have those exclusives, you're just banking on previous name, brand loyalty, I guess is what you would call it.
Yeah.
And that's there to some degree.
But unless you're giving me some cool features to go with the games that I'm already getting before, why am I going to fork out an extra $400 to get your new console?
That's a good question. Why don't you ask somebody that has the console? Steven!
Steven?
What?
Why did you buy your Xbox One if they're still coming out with games for the Xbox 360?
Because it was shiny.
Go.
And brand new.
Because, every game that's come out on the Xbox One has come out on the 360.
It's true.
And the big one that I want, the Destiny,
that's still coming out on 360, yeah.
Huh.
There's a few games like Dead Rising and...
Well, okay, whatever. Go ahead.
I got it around the time I was still working at GameStop. So I was kind of just preparing. And
your departure?
Then I ended up leaving, and then I ended up buying the system at a weird transition. So it's kind of like I just got stuck with it.
Don't underestimate how the bright and shiny... We'll get people, though.
That's true.
Yeah, the bright and new. Like, I just went out looking for a tablet the other day.
Yeah, you did.
And I was... the one that I actually initially went there for was, you know, cheaper. It did all the same things that, you know, I needed and everything like that. But right next to it, literally.
And hey, to the left, the newest model.
The newest model was out. And I was like, oh, that's shiny. Like, it feels good in my hand.
I've been trying to talk Aaron out of it the whole day. Like,
but it was shiny. Yeah, I wanted it. You got
the refurbished one after all.
I ended up getting the refurbished version of it. But it's going to come in bright and shiny. So there's that, right?
Wait, you got the newest version or you still got the old
one? I got the newest refurbished version. It's a...
So you still went new, cheap version.
That's how Aaron Carter gets his stuff.
Yep.
That's how I get my stuff. It's
fell off the truck.
It's the Asus.
Still good.
Nexus 7, second generation. So be on the lookout for that one, everybody.
It's too many numbers.
It's just a Nexus 7, second generation. Let's see. What else did Zelnick
say? That shortened it up.
Yeah. Zelnick, he said, but not everything is going to be permanent franchise, Zelnick added. We can do very well even if it's not. I would like to see us grow with a couple more great franchises in the next couple of years, and we're launching Evolve. We have very high hopes for that.
I do want to see some more stuff from Evolve, because they've released now two heroes of each class, but they haven't shown anything about more monsters yet, and I really want to see some more monsters.
That's the biggest thing, to me, that will sell stuff, is the variety of monsters.
Yeah, because if you don't have a couple of monsters, then every match is going to be the same.
Guarantee... what will sell millions of that copy if they have day one free DLC Godzilla.
Wow. That'd be awesome.
You've already bought it in your minds now, everybody.
Pretty much did.
You've already bought
it. Do the sound effect, Karen.
Terrible. Terrible. That's probably going to blow the crap out of people's minds whenever they hear that.
Oh, God. That was horrible.
All right. Let's keep this bus rolling. Oh my gosh. Actually, was that it?
This is the hottest bus ever.
Son of a beast. Oh my gosh.
The heat's making us run too fast.
I know. We're running on fumes here.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Well,
since you guys talked about the Xbox giving out free games, what about the PlayStation?
Did you see the PlayStation list of what they're giving out for free?
They announced they're giving two games a month now for each of the PS Vita, PS3, PS4.
So if you have, that's terrible, Jerry. If you have all three systems, you get two different games for each one? Yep. Or are they going to...
Okay. Two different games for each platform.
That's, I believe. The only way that Microsoft, I guess, can one-up that is if they say, we're giving out three each month from now on.
PlayStation Now!
I mean, they're giving out three on the 360 now.
Yeah, that's only for this one month, for an anniversary thing. That's why.
Is that what that's
for?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That's the only reason why. So after this month, you're going back to your two a month type of thing.
Yeah.
Two a month.
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's not enough games, though. Like, where are all the games at? That makes no sense.
For PS4, they're doing indie right now, but still, because all the AAA title games are still fairly new. And they
don't want to give those out for free yet.
Yeah, they still hold their value.
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of value, to do a little side note, are they still doing that trade-in for, what was it, that...
Not at Target. It ended that Sunday we were talking about.
Target did a really good trade-in thing where they were giving you three times what your game was worth. And I almost did it for my Grand Theft Auto. Almost.
Even when the heists are around the corner?
Wow. Around the corner. It's like you're waiting in line at Black Friday and it's just around the corner.
Exactly. There's no reason to wait for that anymore. I don't know.
We got Payday.
Yeah. It's good.
We've been playing Payday for a little
while. So hard.
We've been playing Payday for a little while and...
You played once.
Not impressed.
You played once. That's because we played and we kept losing and we got no money.
So here's the thing. Payday looks like it can have some potential to be fun. You go in, you can scope out the place that you want to rob or whatever like that. And then it seems like there are stealth ways to actually rob, you know, banks or whatever without having the cops alerted. But every time we played, SWAT team descended upon us like...
And snipers.
Yeah, like, it made no sense. I was like, what did we do wrong? Somebody looked at me weird or something like that, and then...
So you guys just walked in without, like, any guns or anything? Yeah. Just, like, scoping out the place, and the SWAT arrived?
Well, first of all, our incognito forms are terrible. You're in business suits and giant duffel bags. What else are you in the bank for? play tennis? No, it's not happening.
Deposit my giant duffel bag of
money. Exactly.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So clearly, we're bank robbers. You don't have to put on your mask to know that. But once you put on your mask, that's it. You know, the whole game opens up more for you. You can do a lot of different things. When you don't have your mask on, you
can't even jump.
You can't even jump. Everything is suspect.
Suspicious. Who jumps in a bank?
Who jumps?
I will go into the bank right now and jump.
And you'll probably be shot.
And I guarantee you, SWAT team won't descend on the bank and shoot me instantly.
No, but you will get tackled by the local security.
And that's fine. But they pull out guns by local security in this game.
Because they don't play.
They rappel down from the ceiling.
Yeah. You've been robbed too many times.
That's another thing. We're in the mission where you have to just break stuff in the mall. You have to rack up a certain amount of damage. And I'm in one of the random stores just trying to break a safe. And I look outside. The mall cops are rappelling from the freaking ceiling.
I didn't see this. What are you talking about?
What? What mall are they at where they're that highly trained to rappel from the roof and then start shooting at?
As a security guard, we are required to do some SEAL
Team 6
training.
That is the most bunk thing I've ever heard of.
We are required to do that.
Crap. Oh my gosh, I'm sweating here right now. It's the interrogation room. we're going to take a quick break and, I don't know, cool down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems just about right. And we'll be back with more Weekend Bang. Hopefully.
If we don't die.
Yes, take us, please, to the break. Oh my god. Heat exhaust.
Send water.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hey, if you like the show, don't forget to recommend us to a friend. Tell them you can check us out at nerdreactor.com, follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang, and give us a like on our Facebook page, Video Game Bang Bang. Now back to the show.
You sound good?
Hello.
Yeah, you're fine, everybody.
Okay, cool.
Welcome back to the show. We have rested. We have unsweated ourselves. Hydrated, yes, definitely. That was most important.
Hail Hydra.
And we have checked out Steven's porn stash, of course.
Mm. Some good ones.
Some
Boner Jams 95.
Not AAA, but AA titles in there, I guess.
Not Double D's. All,
damn it, Jerry.
Yes, yes. Zing. Stole it.
Terrible.
Son of a bitch.
A little topic that we're going to discuss before we get into the bagel bites. Twitch, everybody. We've been doing some Twitch episodes. We have two Twitch channels. We will link them in the show description.
Well, we have like three because you stream on your personal one.
Yeah, but I think sooner or later I'm going to move over to the Video Game Bang oriented one. That way we kind of keep it as a family thing.
Good,
family thing.
Keep it in the family.
I wonder what games though, because right now we're just doing Smite, League of Legends.
Corey's doing League of Legends.
Corey has streamed some The Walking Dead season 2.
How many people watch that though? Like,
I don't know.
It's a story thing.
Yeah, people are interested in the story.
Yeah. And once the story's over,
they switch the channel to something else.
I'm just saying. Like, how can you get a lot of views on that one? We need help for views, everybody. So we're asking you, the viewer.
What do you want to see?
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
Like, what games do you want? Ask. And, like, what kind of things would make you watch us play those games?
Watch
you
Dogs?
Want us to just record Jerry doing a weird dance in a tutu? We'll do that, too.
Terrible.
Maybe.
I gotta...
if that will increase my...
Your views? What?
What are you gonna say? My money situation.
I got a webcam now, so I can point that at whatever.
That's disgusting.
Sometimes it goes down for some reason.
We're losing viewers now.
I'm just saying, if you want to see Siren Cutter,
just slip him $5 and he'll show you
do a little jig for you.
But I wonder, I really want to know what do our viewers want to see? What do you think our viewers want to see, huh, crew?
All of us, maybe?
Like, what
a game?
What do you think is the highest, what genre our viewers, our listeners like? Fighting games, RPGs, what do you think we attract?
What is
here?
I don't know. I think our fans are a little bit well-rounded.
You're
well-rounded.
Yeah, we cover like every that. Topic.
Like everything. Like,
yeah.
We do cover every topic, yeah. But
I think since you guys stream a lot of like League of Legends and Smite.
MOBAs are pretty popular.
MOBAs are very popular. Yeah. And that's
League of Legends is like almost always in the top, and when it's not, it's Dota 2.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to try to get Dota 2 as well, just to see how it is.
You should get on it.
Get on it.
But Smite, and
Smite is just...
Yeah, especially with that huge Janus update that they just did. Oh my gosh, I don't even know why people aren't moving.
And his balls are so strong.
He has strong balls.
Strong balls.
Huge Janus update.
Anal beats.
And I don't know, maybe they'll nerf him in the next one, but I don't see it coming.
And then when you put the balls after someone falls in the hole?
They need to fix his ulti to be, like, you could be able to use it in, like, arenas and stuff.
You can use it in arenas.
But, like, it's so slow. It's not viable to even, like, put skill points in it.
So then don't.
You have to use it as a skill shot and hit them from range where they can't get to you.
It's the same thing with Ra.
It's so slow.
Same thing with Ra.
Ra's ulti is instant.
Not instant.
What game are you playing?
Yeah.
Ra's ulti?
Yes.
It is instant.
It is not.
He shouts and laser.
Instant is like instant. Light speed. How fast is light speed, Gondo?
3 to the 8th meters per second.
So it's not 3 to the 8th meters per second.
We never said anything about light speed.
That's what instant is, in my opinion.
Get on to the bang bites.
Alright, so let's move on to some bangle bites, everybody. As you know, Bang Bites is brought to you by, I don't know what Bang Bites is brought to you by.
By water, because it's freaking hot. Stay hydrated.
We haven't got there yet. We haven't got to that extremely high. Well, I haven't. I'm not that hot anymore.
Yeah, well, you need to get to our level.
It's getting the fats.
Wow. Well, if you guys would come out and play some soccer with somebody once and ever, freaking wow.
I can't afford to lose any more weight, guys.
Yeah.
You don't need to lose weight when you play soccer. You can just go out and get more fit, trim. Terrible. All right, first bang bite. Disney stars highlight the new Kingdom Hearts 2. Fever remix.
Yes.
Nobody cares.
Everybody cares.
Well, so that means they're going to add more Disney characters over the Final Fantasy people?
I don't know. It's like an equal balance.
People care more about Disney characters than they do about Final Fantasy.
Rephrasing, kids care more about kids. Disney characters.
I care more about Disney characters than I do about Final Fantasy.
Correction. Kids... still care more about the Disney characters.
It's not really a correction. You said the same thing.
I just corrected myself, so whatever.
You just repeated.
So this 2.5 remix is just an HD version of...
Number 2.5
or whatever.
The Birth by Sleep game.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that...
It's a combo.
How do you have birth? Isn't that rape?
No.
Birth by Sleep?
It's the name of the game.
Is that Conception
on the
by Sleep?
It's like a dream version of yourself. That's what that means.
Or is it?
So is it just Inception?
I don't know. I've never played it. So I'm going to get this one so I can play it.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
You guys are confusing me.
I don't have all the answers.
Bang Bital number 2. Former Sony boss Jack Trenton covering E3 for Spike TV. Is anybody going to be watching Spike?
No.
While E3 is going down?
I'd never watch Spike. They have...
I don't have cable.
It's the worst.
All the previous years, I was always on my laptop anyway, just watching.
Jack Trenton... to me, was always boring during his presentations. So to have him host something, like, I'm not interested at all.
Well, see, Spike...
they did so poorly with the video game awards, so like, anything's a step up for them,
Pretty much, because they have nothing to lose now. They know somebody's going to watch it. I don't even know why he is, because he really is boring for his presentation. So that's kind of irritating. Spike makes terrible decisions, clearly, but...
Who would be a better... host?
The guy that does the voiceover for Mansers. Done.
I don't even know his name.
I can't
even know that show.
Exactly.
What about Reggie from Nintendo? He's always convincing.
Not as of late, though.
Him and Jeff Keighley fight all the time.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Like, they literally have a blood feud that goes on behind the scenes. And it started with Smash Brothers or something like that.
Reggie's like, I banged your mother, Keighley. I banged her.
Speaking of Smash Brothers, it says you can use your stylus in the Super Smash Brothers 3D version.
Why?
Yay.
Because you have a 3D and they have to justify some reason for you to touch the screen.
Yay.
Why?
I'm just saying. That's a...
3DS.
Yeah, well, 3DS, excuse me. You have a 3DS and they have to justify the 3D touchscreen part on the bottom or whatever.
That's...
I don't know what you're going to do for it. Maybe
probably some mini game where you pick up a special item and you have to use it.
Shake the Pokeball.
That's another MOBA I can see. Smash Brothers MOBA. No? Nobody?
Yeah. Just make a Pokemon one. Save us all the time.
But, okay, so the problem with the Pokemon MOBA, and I can't remember who said it. Everybody, there's only like, what, 30 moves?
Yeah, a couple moves.
So if you got a Raichu on one side and a...
And
Electrode on the other side, two champions.
Electabuzz?
They're both electric type monsters, right? So that means they're in the realm of electric moves, correct?
Thunderbolt.
Yes.
Thunderbolt.
So they're just, it's just gonna want you. They would have to, unless.
You customize your moves.
Unless the creators were just like, we're gonna throw away the moves that we have and we're just gonna cater them specially towards that champion or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Because people are lazy.
Yeah, I guess.
Look at Titanfall.
But I mean, like, you just wouldn't do all... Clearly, you would not do all 500 Pokemon.
Clearly, why not?
Because you cannot make up moves for every single one of those.
I bet you I can. They wouldn't be as powerful
as... The trash can Pokemon. Exactly. You'd just be like, throw a bag.
Muck.
Muck, yeah. Muck has just, like, slows. Whole bunch of slows.
And poison. Damage over time. Come on.
Yeah,
he's a poison type.
What is coughing is going to do?
He coughs.
He could slow.
I don't know. But that would be actually pretty dope. Why hasn't any of the mainstream people moved over to any PC genres? Because, like, MOBAs are really PC heavy.
Yes.
But no console developer has really moved over and made a MOBA, have they?
Well, there was that Lord of the Rings one that you tried to get me on.
And
then you never played.
I know. I bought it for $1.
First of all, that wasn't my fault.
That was your fault.
That was
you
your fault.
You said to get it.
That game was before... That was when I was still, playing MOBAs. That was before Smite. That was before,
That was just after you got into League of Legends.
Yeah. And I was like, I need League of Legends to have a controller. And that's what it did. It gave me a controller for
but
a MOBA.
But you never played it.
I played... Just not at the same time as you guys did.
I played one match because I did not enjoy it.
And we actually... I think we reported on it. It's coming to the PC now.
Like,
I have no idea, but it's coming to the PC. Because clearly it was popular on the consoles, so boom.
PC's a bigger market for
MOBAs. Yeah, you got forced
MOBAs.
To buy it because you dumbass.
First of all, that wasn't my fault.
It was your fault.
Jesus.
All right, next one. Nintendo, to roll off that Smash Brothers news, Nintendo announces GameCube controller adapter for the Wii U. Now, we already heard that there was going to be a controller, GameCube-based controller for the Wii U for this new Smash Brothers that's coming out. But now they're just, I guess, hoping that you still have your GameCube controller lying around sometime.
If you're a big fan of Smash Brothers, you have a GameCube controller.
Okay, I have, four of them in this house somewhere.
So I'm guessing this thing, from what I saw, looks like some type of USB, I guess?
It's gotta be USB, right? Because there aren't any other ports on the Wii U.
Not that I know of. We have a Wii U sitting right here, don't we? Collecting dust, holding paper down. But it comes with, it comes with four,
USB.
It comes with four, GameCube ports in it. I saw it.
Oh, okay. And so then, it just uses up one USB for four controllers? That's nice.
Oddly enough, it's purple. Or at least the prototype thing that I saw.
I saw black.
I saw purple.
Well, purple would be a nice little homage to the, original GameCube colors.
Yeah. I had a
purple.
Like the
original.
I had a black one.
The
best one.
I bought a black one after my purple one broke. Yeah.
You broke one of those? Man, those things were really resilient.
Those are durable.
They literally dropped one off of a building.
Mind you, there was like a 3-year-old in the house at the time that played on it and beat it up.
You own a belt, right?
The belt is the after effect of a broken GameCube, not the before effect.
Well, you had to teach them before.
Yeah.
You don't beat kids before they do things.
Yes, you do.
That's exactly how Minority Report worked.
Terrible. Terrible.
You beat them before the punchline.
Number 5, Ratchet & Clank Trilogy coming to Vita this summer.
What? What was that?
Yeah, that's how I say trilogy.
Oh, okay.
So, you're getting, I guess, Ratchet & Clank 1, 2, and 3? I don't know. I didn't even read the full story on this one because I don't like Ratchet & Clank.
It's one of those series that I always wanted to try to play.
The Ratchet & Clank, really?
Yeah. Because it had, like, you got the guns, and then you earned points throughout the game where you could upgrade the guns to do awesome things later on. And I always liked that part when I saw the gameplay footage and things like that.
I just remember playing demos inside of GameStop, and being like, I don't care.
You're not going to get the full effect from that demo.
Really?
Yes.
There was more to it than me just beating up stuff and then collecting screws and nuts and bolts.
Yep.
What?
Customization, other levels.
Story.
Wow. Yep.
How much story can you get with a raccoon and a robot?
Their adventures throughout space.
Yeah. They have like five games already.
Saving the world.
Yeah, I don't care. So I guess if you have a Vita this summer, in this hot summer, you will get the Trigigy. It's official, everybody. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare is now on a Sony platform.
Yay! I'm happy.
Which Sony platform?
I'm guessing the PS4.
Yay! I'm happy.
And PS3.
Yay! I don't have one anymore.
Do you really want to play this game, though?
Yeah, it looked amazing. I wanted to try it out. What about PC? Is it on PC?
I have no idea. Oh. But it feels like a Titanfall-ish type of thing where the game is
it's a co-op game.
Well, yeah, but it's like it's one mode. I mean,
No, there are like three modes.
Well, no, I'm saying like it's not enough to warrant a full price. And it didn't actually come out in full price, did it?
It came out 30, 40 bucks.
Yeah, 40 bucks. So then, yeah, pick it up, everybody. Pick it up, everybody.
Yeah, see?
Oh, now it's got your justification?
Yeah. Justification to pick it up, yeah. Titanfall didn't. Exactly.
It's sitting right over there collecting dust.
Exactly. Plants vs. Zombies, though, I played at Corey's house a while back, and it was cool. Like, it had some ups, it had some downs, but it's nothing that I would sit and play for hours on end, though. I don't understand. Like,
there's no point.
I mean, I think it would be fun to do the horde mode thing if you got a group of friends together and you really wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
And what I read of the objective format sounded pretty cool too, because the one side plays defense and the other side has to like try and invade the base, and then as they progress they have to go through different stages of this level.
I don't know.
So it's like a MOBA in a way.
No,
I wouldn't say that.
It's an
over the shoulder shooter.
Yeah, you can't just slap MOBA on anything.
Yeah, you can't slap MOBA on
anything. You can slap MOBA on anything.
Speaking of MOBAs, I was watching the making of Janus on Smite, and you know that Hi-Rez actually employs one person to just look up gods online.
The researcher.
And then give them to people.
Yeah.
So
that's an important job.
It's a very important job, because that's what their game is surrounded by, you know, mythological gods. But? Anybody on the planet can search the internet and look that stuff up, and that's literally what she was doing. It's not like she had a degree in you know...
In bread science.
So the question is, who does she know?
She knows Comcast. Somebody at Comcast with the internet provider or something. That's all... Yeah, I mean... Oh, you mean to get that job is what you're asking.
She must know somebody. Oh,
okay. So clearly, she's gotten in with somebody.
She was...
It's the CEO's daughter.
She was a little attractive, definitely. She was very attractive, actually.
Shout out to whoever you are.
I don't even remember her name, but she was very attractive. I was like, I could do that job, though. I can go and look up Janus and throw it at him. Hey, there you go. There's an assassin.
Move to Georgia. That's where they are.
That's the only problem. They're in Georgia, not a California.
It's too hot there, man. I think it's hot here.
And then a lot of black people.
And there's that's where the zombie outbreak and Walking Dead started.
Right? Georgia, really?
They're in Georgia. Atlanta.
Georgia. Moving right along. All right. Yeah. No Marvel one-shot for the Captain America Winter Soldier DVD.
Aww.
Drop the ball.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
Because aren't the one-shots just like 10 minutes?
Yes, but they're actually very good. I think they're entertaining.
So you think you're going to miss out on something with this then?
I mean, you can't miss out on anything because they didn't do anything.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it would have been nice to see something else. Like, the Mandarin one was nice.
I still have not seen that yet.
That was a good one.
Okay.
I liked the Agent Carter one. I know you weren't a terrible fan of it.
Because it was just a little short action. It was kind of cool, but, like, I didn't see any purpose of it.
Well, it kind of tests the water and sets up for that Carter TV show that they want to do.
I still don't see how that's going to go... It's just reminding me of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, it would be like a formation of them.
I want to see superheroes.
Unless, well, this is the time before the superheroes.
I understand, that's why I don't care. Unless I see Tony Stark's dad strap on an Iron Man glove or something like that, then...
The power glove?
Yeah, at least that. Minimum that.
A Nintendo power glove.
Yeah, like something like that. Speaking of power gloves, did you know Donatello in the new Ninja Turtle wears that?
Nice.
No, not nice.
What?
Michael Bay is killing childhoods all across the world.
What's wrong with him wearing a power glove?
That's just so like, oh, we get it. You do machine stuff, Donatello. Like, that's dumb. I don't need that.
They're teenagers.
I understand. Now, I understand they're trying to make them as distinct as they can. You know, like, oh, he has that personality. Oh, he has that personality because he wears puka shells and a freaking, you know, Lava Lava or whatever. He's must be this hang loose Hawaiian guy. That's Michelangelo. Ooh, he's one crazy dude.
Wow. So, what the heck?
Who cares? You know who cares? No one. You know how I'm going to know that he's one crazy party guy? When the writer writes his personality like that. And I see it on screen. That's how.
Not you need to be more obvious for kids, though.
That's so stupid. You know how I don't
They
want...
know him by the colors of their mask.
Freak. Yeah,
that's true.
There. So then red, blue, orange, and purple should be enough. I don't need the power glove on somebody's hand to think that he's... And then he wears glasses.
No, but when we first heard about this, you were saying that in the comic books, you really liked how they made them all look very distinctive. Like, one of them was missing a hand, and like they did all this cool stuff like through the comics. So they all looked different.
Hand.
Somebody was missing a hand.
Doesn't like Donatello like lose half of his body in the comic books?
He gets shrunk or something like that.
No, I thought he literally like got his body like sliced and then they cyborged him.
The real like the original comic books goes very dark. Like April O'Neil is not even a real person. You find out that she was made by a magical pen or something like that.
A magical pen.
Yeah.
Wow.
That nice. She, that created
comic
her.
Books. Yeah. You're drunk. Go home.
Like, I wish I had that magical pen.
Like it gets really weird. But I don't know which one you're referring to, David. That I said they were distinct. I remember one where they were distinctive, whereas like. Raphael's mask was kind of ripped up or something like that. That's how you can tell he's more of a, you know, a brawler or something like that.
Or his shell's cracked.
Or his shell's a little cracked. Yeah, but they look like they did a little too much. You know, Leonardo has the, like, samurai chest plate out of bamboo or something like that. It's, we get it. You use swords. All right, we don't need all the extra stuff.
Is your hatred for Michael Bay affecting his decision?
And it's
at all?
Actually spilled over into work because I had a whole rant when I was at lunch to these people who didn't give a rat's anus about any of the things I was saying about Michael Bay. But I let them all know my feelings about Michael Bay.
As long as they eat pizza, I'm happy for it.
And they probably will. They probably freaking will. But I won't go and see it.
Ernie Reyes Jr., you better be in it.
Right? Next.
Delivering pizzas?
I'm still waiting on Surf Ninjas 2.
Oh, heck yeah.
Wow.
With Rob Schneider.
It was a good one.
I own that movie.
That's...
We should bust that one out after this.
I watched that in theater, actually. I actually watched it in theater. It was actually pretty good.
Patusan.
Terrible. Clark Gregg wants Coulson to guest on Iron Fist. That's the guy who plays Coulson.
Wants to be a guest on
That'd be cool.
Well, that's the same thing when you say it that way. Clark Gregg wants Coulson to guest on Iron Fist.
Sounds weird.
Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah. Coulson, as we know, is the agent who is dead? Not dead?
He's not dead.
Halfway dead?
Yeah, a little...
He was dead, but they brought him back.
Yeah, now he's dead again. He's brought back again. Is he a zombie? Because that's how comic books work.
If you... can I give spoilers on the TV show? Do you guys care?
I'm caught up.
I'm not caught up, but you can spoil it. I haven't watched it. He's an android. Was that a life model?
No. It's him. But at the end of the show... The finale, Nick Fury makes a cameo, and he basically gives like control of S.H.I.E.L.D. to Coulson and says, okay, you need to start over. Like, you need to build S.H.I.E.L.D. from the ground up. So he makes Coulson the new director.
So how do they explain him being alive, though?
Oh, they do some kind of alien injection.
Yeah, there's like alien DNA or something that heals.
Yeah.
Cells.
Okay.
So they injected him with it, and then they... Did something to his brain to erase his memories?
So he doesn't know he died.
Know he died, but now he knows. Yeah. He found out through the course of the battle. Show.
Okay. I need to catch up on that because I have not watched
the last couple episodes were pretty good. Okay. And if you want superpowers, it looks like they're setting up more for that in the next
season two. Yeah. So they're doing the arrow thing now where they slowly ease you in to superpowers.
As soon as you get past the Captain America
2
episode or whatever, because they kind of like intertwine. Yeah. It starts getting better. Way better. And
all right.
More interesting.
I'll go back. So, Coulson and Iron Fist. I don't think Coulson is like in comic books, right? Or he may be in now, but
he might be in now, yes. But
he wasn't in the made history. Up for the movies. Okay. So there isn't anything they can like draw upon from older comic Iron Fist comic books where they're like, oh, Coulson. Okay, so no. It's all fresh and new.
Yeah, so this
all
would right. just be like Coulson as a S.H.I.E.L.D. guy approaching him and being like, okay, hey, you wanna join S.H.I.E.L.D.? And he'll be like, no.
Yeah.
Do my own thing.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, okay, fine. And then they'll go off and that'll be his cameo.
I wonder why he chose Iron Fist out of all of them, because Daredevil's first. You know, that's first up the plate for their Netflix series. I wonder why he won. Maybe he's an Iron Fist fan.
Maybe.
Maybe he thinks Iron Fist is more of a deep character than... I really don't know too much about Iron Fist, I'll tell you the truth on that.
Maybe it's
like... Iron Fist is kind of like the Green Arrow of the Marvel Universe. He's the rich guy who's...
Really?
Yeah, he's a rich guy who's a superhero and like on the sideline.
So, would he be in your draft?
No, he would not be in my draft.
Wow, okay. Mm.
He would not be a first pick in my draft, but he'll be on the list. I don't know.
If there was
if I'm picking your like you have five specific classes to go through, like,
yes,
he only fits into like one, maybe two of those, so he's not up on the top of my list.
In the Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, he was a healer.
Yes, I dominated with him.
He was. That's all he did. Well, it's not all he did, but people picked him because he can heal other people and stuff like that. So I don't know.
You know how many times I've saved Aaron's ass
in that game? First of all, the game was terrible. It glitched all over the place.
Doesn't matter, still healed.
Doesn't matter, had fun.
They need another one.
I'm still here.
They need a part three. Wow, terrible. Yeah.
I thought you died from the heat.
Yeah, I'm a little bit.
Zombieland director eyeing the Ghostbusters 3 movie?
What?
After over, a millennium of waiting for the Ghostbusters 3 to come out, somebody finally says they're interested in making it?
That's right. It's been 100 years, guys.
100 years.
I heard that they were trying to get the original cast to come back.
Well, that's going to be a little hard. Yeah. It's going to be a little difficult, you know, saying that one of them's dead. Like,
Bill Murray.
He's on his way out.
Yeah. He's really.
He could make an excellent cameo, though, in the care.
It has to be new people.
It's going
to
be them, like, passing the torch. That's what it's going to be.
That'd be fine for me.
Equipment.
Yeah, will you be fine with a whole new cast?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, I would love for the old cast to be in it, like, as little nods to them, but Slimer. I don't need them to be the main stars.
Here's the script. Harold Ramis died by a ghost, quote unquote.
Wow.
And then they're going to Egon and... Or not Egon.
Yeah, I was about to say it.
Peter and Ray and... Black one?
Winston.
Winston.
Black right. one.
They're gonna be too old to fight whatever killed Egon, and they're going to need new guys.
The giant demon.
Right now. I saw... You guys remember the cartoon, the Extreme Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So I watched an episode like 2 weeks ago of it on YouTube where the original Ghostbusters get back together for just like a reunion or whatever, and they meet the new guys or whatever. Egon is still there, and he's running, you know, he's their little mentor. So they all get back, and then they get a call, like, oh, you know, ghost or whatever. And then the original four are like, hey, can we take this one, you know, just for old time's sakes or whatever? And they're like, yeah, sure, go ahead, take it. So they go out, and they, like, you know, kill the job. They're like, this dude, awesome. And they come back, and they're like, man, that was amazing. And they try to ease their way back and just push the old guy or the new kids out again because they missed the chase and all that type of stuff. I was like, that would make a decent, I guess, second movie once, but since Mr. Ramis is...
just put his body on string.
That's terrible.
Don't cross the strings.
I've seen it.
Just hologram him like they did Tupac.
Wow.
And Michael Jackson now. They're just hologramming everybody. Why do we even need celebrities
just
anymore?
Just do Weekend at Bernie's.
That's terrible.
With Ghostbusters.
I've seen a lot of story plot lines that have been rumored for the Ghostbusters 3. Like Ghostbusters go to hell, and then they actually have footage
of... Return of Marshmallow Man?
No, they have footage of Dan Aykroyd actually going over what he believes the plot will be in the next Ghostbusters and stuff like that.
I thought they were all working together with... Like, before he died, I heard Ramis and... Dan Aykroyd were working on it.
I wouldn't doubt that, because Mr. Ramis, I believe, was the writer, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
He was the original brains.
So, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that one bit. I kind of want to see it. It's one of my favorite movies, definitely. Let's see. And last one for our Bang Bites is Adidas, Nintendo's joins forces for Pikachu World Cup jerseys. You guys are a little in the dark on this one, maybe, because you guys don't follow the World Cup, of course.
Pikachu's Japan's...
well, mascots. Actually, it's not just Pikachu. It's, they have
the whole Pokemon.
They have 11 Pokemon that represent...
Mudkip, so each player has their own Pokemon?
Basically.
That's awesome.
And so now Adidas put out a jersey with Pikachu. So it's Japan's jersey for the World Cup, but it has Pikachu stamped on, you know, the shoulder. And I'm wondering if they're going to come out with the full 11 set.
They have to.
Because that would sell like gangbusters.
They have to wear them too when they
play. That would be crazy. If they wore them during the World Cup, because, like, I swear to you, the World Cup is like the most viewed sporting event in the world at the time. Mm-hmm. And to see something like that on the field, Japan wearing Pikachu, that means, first of all, it's huge in that...
So much, you know, advertisement for Nintendo?
Nintendo. That would probably dig them out of their hole right there. and it would just show how much...
And then it'll be a beautiful crossover game, because they'll do a Pokemon soccer.
Probably.
Wow.
And then it'll just turn into Mario.
No lie, I would love that in FIFA. If I can unlock that jersey or something like that. Yeah, that would be amazing.
But and they're kicking a Pokeball.
To me, that shows how how much Pokemon has affected that culture over there. Like, it's huge. Ridiculous.
Anime is big. Huge in Japan.
Yeah, I guess that's an anime, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it counts as an anime.
I'm huge in Japan.
I never really even saw it as like an anime, I guess. Maybe because there was no Kamehameha as a Final Forms. Well, that's Final Forms. They evolved.
There are.
Yeah, they evolved.
The very definition of Final Form.
Oh my gosh.
Did you guys see that video where somebody drew Goku versus Superman in the flip book?
Yeah, I don't think that's all the flip book, though. I think that's just...
No, I didn't see that.
Some camera effects definitely on there.
Anyway, it's just bull because Goku won.
They
actually...
Yeah, they've done that on Screw Attack where they had Superman versus Goku and they had Superman win. The bottom line is Superman is basically invincible.
He's OP.
Yeah.
Unless Goku's powers count as magic.
They even calculated for that.
Really? They even calculated for that.
Yeah. They've made... This is why I don't like Superman. They've written him to this just undefeatable...
He's a god. Jerk. They're going to put him in Smite.
Because it's just like... basically. And it's ridiculous. They just say, well, Superman... The only thing Superman cannot do is something he hasn't tried yet. That's the basic definition of his powers.
He can't do something he hasn't tried yet?
He hasn't tried it.
This is like, I haven't had toast yet, guys. I can't eat it.
Yeah, and then when he tries it, boom. He's got it.
That's just how he stretches his arms.
He shoots toast out of his hands.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're winding down about that time, everybody. That was all the Bang Bites we had anyway. And I am melting. Any final thoughts, everybody?
It's hot.
One time on Warcraft.
Wow. Of course. Well, then we're wrapping it up. Make sure you stick around for the midweek show, of course, the regular Video Game Bang.
It's not going to be that good.
Next week, we have a whole... Actually, I think we have one more show, and then we're going to E3.
Woo! You guys leave next
one
week?
More, yeah, we leave the week after, so...
Oh, crap.
Yeah, it's crazy.
June already.
So we'll have one weekend bang, we'll have one Video Game Bang, and then it's going to be the E3 bang.
Yeah, bang.
There it is, yeah.
Like four times that week.
It's going to be you, Corey, and Jaderina in a hotel room.
Maybe.
Probably.
We'll see.
It's probably gonna happen.
Somebody might sleep on the street.
There better be some pictures. You guys bonding.
Unless you're going to start completely different with that.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Put pillows between you guys. You guys sleep on the same bed.
Terrible.
So there's some leeway.
Terrible. I'm wrapping this thing up. For Steven, Jerry,
check us out on Twitch.
Yeah. Check us out on Twitch. We'll have it all linked in. For Steven, Jerry, and David, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying I'm hot as hell, and that was the best hour you have ever listened to.
Shazam!
That's terrible.
So hot.